Flow Dreamy. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Hi, everybody. It's Summer. Happy to be with you. Today, we have a show about, yes, current events, politics, all the stuff flurrying around us in the world, wildfires and climate change and, ooh, but this is not going to be a doomsday show. This is not about how everything is just going to hell in a handbasket, as the old saying goes. This is a show about there being light and there being patches of brightness everywhere and about your thinking and about your participation in the world, not just your own personal small life. Well, I shouldn't say your small life. We all have our own little unique and singular lives, but I mean your life as a member of the whole world, right? The big life that you live, the connected life that you lived. So this is episode number, reverse those words. I can see it's going to be a day I'll be tripping over myself. Episode number 575. Gosh, 575? It's called Is There Light? Where the Future is Going. Okay, so I'm not going to be telling you where the future is going. I know. A great catchy title, but totally wrong. No. What I'm going to be talking about and what we're going to be looking at and the ideas I'm going to toss out for you to ponder today is where do we go as a society, as a culture, as a civilization, as a world, as a political system, as a social system, as an economic system? Where are we going? What kind of things could we create? Could we develop? And where is that happening? And most importantly, where is our own personal thinking going? So one of the big precepts of flow dreaming is what you are is what you create, right? I mean, just get right down to it. What you are is what you create. What's inside you is what's outside you. And this can be just absolutely just beyond nerve-wracking. It can be just piss you off to all ends, basically. If what you are inside is striving to be a someone who is filled with light and growth and community and engagement and connection and love, right? If this is what we are cultivating, inner power, if we're cultivating this inside us, yet we look around at our city, at our state, at our country, at our world, and we say, everything I'm inside is not being reflected outside me, Summer. It is not. The world is throwing garbage at me, and I'm creating daisies inside. You know, I'm throwing my daisies into the garbage. This is not working. So we have to look at this world as really a collection of 1,000,000,000 different spices. Okay, you put all those spices together and what kind of broth are we in? What are we tasting? Well, if a lot of those spices are pretty nasty spices, they're jealous, egotistical, they're in famine, they're in denial, they're self-centered, they're in states of fear, they're in states of hopelessness, states of despair. You can see how a lot of these spices that are going into the broth of this world of ours, everything outside of you, might overcome your particular little bit of sugar that you're pouring in. You're not obviously in control of the whole world, goes without saying, but you are responsible for what you are contributing to the broth. Every single one of us as individuals is responsible for that. And it's only when we start to get these bigger, larger collections of individuals thinking at a higher level, feeling at a higher level, wishing, helping each other at a higher level. And really it comes out to not just helping yourself, right? We have to help ourselves first and then we help others. If we help others before we help ourselves, then our little boat's going down before we can really do a lot of good in the world. So a lot of personal growth interestingly, is about navel gazing and belly button grazing and whatever else you call it. Because we have to bring ourselves above water, right? We ourselves have to survive this kind of broth of negativity and distrust and fear, the climate of the world that we're in. Once we get ourselves above water, though, it becomes our moral imperative to reach out and help other people. And so this show today is about getting yourself above water and also helping others, right? Reaching out into the world, identifying those things that you see that are not right, that don't feel good, that are going wrong, and saying, hey, this is what I'm going to step in and fix. So I would love to speak with you. Last time, I put out my call to speak with you much too late in the show, and everybody called in like at the last 7 minutes of the program, and I couldn't get to you. So I'm going to tell you right now, go ahead and call in. I'd love to talk with you. We don't have to talk about the state of the world. We can if you want to. We can talk about the state of your life. Where is your life? Where is your flow? Where is your headspace? Because frankly, if you're stuck in lack thinking, if you're stuck in feelings of, I'm not good enough, this isn't going to work, it's always a struggle, I just need a break, I'm overwhelmed, that then becomes not only what you create outside you, but that becomes what you're tossing into the mix of the world. And that's exactly what we're here today to stop doing. So the number to call, and this is during the live show. By the way, my show is broadcasting live every Tuesday, 1 o'clock Pacific time, 4 p.m. Eastern time. This is on inflowradio.com. That's where you hear the live stream. And sometimes people get a little confused. They think the live stream and the podcast, they're like, how do I go find which is where? Well, if you go to the homepage of the website and you press the little orange play button, you will always get the live stream. Or if you press the listen buttons or pop-up buttons, you'll see those both on mobile at the bottom of your phone or on a desktop. You see it on the upper right. All of those will bring up a player that will play whatever is playing live right now. But to find the archives, to find the on-demand, you just go to the show page, right? Just go over to where it says shows and look up Flow Dreaming and bingo, there you go. You can catch all of the archives that way. Or of course, on any of your other favorite players like iTunes and so forth. So anyway, that said, you can call me now, 760-456-7277. So let's get back to this idea that the world is really going downhill and what's happening to our country. You know, I was talking with some of my Mies School students this week, and one of them was saying to me how she feels like with the way the world is right now, how can she even try? You know, it just feels like such a scary climate. She just wants to go home. She wants to bury her head in the covers. She doesn't want to watch the news. She just wants to get through things. She's so disgusted, so just overwhelmed and disgusted with what she's happening. She's in a state of essentially shock. Like walking around in a state of shock. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I kind of am too. Most of you can tell, you know, I'm definitely more of a liberal person, right? I have open arms and I believe in supporting people and elevating them and giving them what they need to get where they need to go. But of course, empowering you so that you are self-creating this and it's not other people doing it for you. So it's a weird little hybrid that I am inside. But I'm looking for characteristics like honesty and integrity and follow through and truth, right? I want to see this in our politics. I want to see this in our workplaces. I want to see this in our own personal lives. I want transparency, right? I want to see those tax returns. I want transparency because I know that these are things that work for us individually in our lives, when we ourselves are secretive and hiding and lying and not standing in integrity and being hypocritical, we know what that creates for us, right? It creates a big wreck. It creates this discord. It creates other people outside of us in our lives who are also going to give us that and participate in that with us. And then our lives become kind of miserable. We say, how did this happen? Well, exactly, this is how it happens. So when you start to see governments doing it, when you start to see people, you know, denying that things, you know, need to be fixed or worked at or looked at or held or cared for, when the EPA is getting dismantled, for instance, your answer is, okay, so we're deciding not to protect, not to protect, not to cherish, not to honor, not to elevate, not to empower. What are we deciding instead? And that's where we get angry, because you feel like, how do I do anything about this? It's like I'm being completely ignored, completely ignored. Now, recognize there's another whole half of our country who's been feeling completely ignored for 8 or 10 or 12 years. So how do we come together? Right? Where is the middle ground? Where is the point where we both say we both want a clean environment? We both want honesty, integrity, and ethics. We both want. Where is the focus on shared as opposed to the divisions? This for me brings up the central point of what's happening in our society right now. The refusal to look at shared objectives, the refusal to look at shared needs, shared wants, shared desires. Where you put your energy is where all of your effort and action and everything trails behind it, runs behind it. So if there's a commitment that says, hey, I think we all want a very clean environment, right? We all want healthy, thriving economies, right? We all want health care. We want to know that we're going to be taken care of. There are things we want, good education. Now, it's the methods of getting there where we all are traveling in many, many, many different directions. And that's where the arguments erupt or should be erupting. Well, what's the best way? Let's look at things. Let's test them. Let's try them. Let's discover. But the focus is always on what is our shared objective? Can we agree on that? So you in your life feeling disempowered because you feel like there's no one that I carry a shared objective with. It's only my side. If you're only caring for the shared objective of your side, of course you feel disempowered. Of course you feel bitter. Of course you feel angry. But then look what happens from there. We get into a state of utter and total lack feelings about the world. Instead of going forward each day with a sense of hope and divine fortune and I can make a difference and everything I do and think and choose and buy and teach and use and wear is part of this divine difference, right? Is part of you participating and showcasing how you feel? We see, we forget that. We get so caught up in the lack and the anger and the feeling of disempowerment. We forget all those things that we're doing every single day that stand for what we want. So the shift, the big shift I'm really asking for today in all of our thinking is that we start focusing on what we are standing for and not as much on what we're standing against. Okay, there's a lot of power in what you're standing for. So today I ate a nice healthy dal soup for lunch, right? I purchased it. What I stood for is a healthy vegetarian, good quality product, good brand of food. I stood for that. I ate it. I purchased it. That company who made it, they get to grow. Their employees get to grow. I stood for that. I've stood for other things today as well. I have a bunch of flowers that I got, a bunch of vinca and impatiens, and I'm putting them down in my yard. I'm standing for the environment. I'm standing for beauty. I'm standing for grow more flowers, get more fresh, you know, green in the air. Embrace the environment. I turned down the water in my yard because I realized it was getting too high, too much, and I live in California. I stood for taking care of conscientiousness of not wasting, right? Recognizing, hey, we have to take care of our water. See, these are just tiny little stupid stuff, right? Stupid stuff I've done today. Tiny things. But each one of them is a stand for something. Every single thing I do is a stand for something. If I shift my thinking into that, then I reach the end of every single day feeling incredibly empowered, like really strong, empowered. Like I stood for a lot today. I stood for a lot. Talking with you right now, right, just broadcasting for you. I'm standing for the ability to speak your truth, say how you feel, express. I know some of you are going to be upset. You're gonna be like, oh, I thought, Summer, I didn't know you were such a flaming liberal. I'm like, well, too bad. I am. I am. I stand for it. Doesn't mean the rest of the message, though, is not something that relates. I stand for these things, and it makes me feel powerful at the end of the day. Now, here's the funny contrast. This is how I know when I'm shifting back into a less powerful state. I go and I turn on the news, and I admit I watch a lot of my news from Comedy Central, which is kind of silly, but they truly have some pretty darn good, newsworthy, insightful shows. Right, I've been watching Sacha Baron Cohen. He's got a new show. What's it called? America, Stand America, something like that. Right? I watch The Daily Show. I watch shows that deliver Vice. I watch a lot of Vice TV. I watch these shows that deliver commentary on what's happening out there. And even when they're couched in comedy, there's often a very biting feeling of, and we're laughing because otherwise we would be crying. It's better though. It's a little bit better than just watching the news that says, really, things suck. I mean, really, things suck. And I could be watching Fox and they'd say everything sucks. Or I could be watching CNN or MSNBC and they would say everything sucks. Right? Because that's their game. That's what it has become out there right now. Everything sucks. Let me show you how. Let me show you how. From my side or from your side, from this side, from that side. And then you get a panel of people together on the TV news, and they're all basically saying, here's why I think it sucks, and here's why I think it sucks. And these are all the talking heads going back and forth. Very, very rarely do you hear bright voices, voices of light. Hey, this is what we're doing that's working. Hey, this is where we're coming together. Hey, we found common ground on this and got this pushed through. Right? Even when I say these words, like we kind of scratch our heads and makes us realize, yeah, we hear like 10% of the time that coming through. 90% is what's not working. And over again, what's not working, what's not working, what's not working. So when you are gathered up in this wave of what's not working, carried along in this general moodiness of our culture in this last few decades, especially this latest decade, you're basically participating in a kind of national, widespread, deep lack thinking. You know how in flow dreaming, we always look at our emotional endpoints. How do you want to feel? Like, what are we going for? What do you want to feel in your own life? And, you know, all the people I speak with, it just boils down to such the basics. I want to be happy. I want to feel purposeful and empowered. I want to feel safe and so that I know I have enough money and that I'm not always stressed out, right? I want my kids and my family to live in a good town and have a very good quality of life. And know that they're growing up right and strong and safe and well, right? I want the doctors and the naturopaths and whoever I go to help me and fix my health and make me better. And I don't want to be bankrupt as at the end of the day. Like these are such commonalities between us. Why aren't these things the glue then that just hold us together so that the divisive pieces become the things on the fringe instead of the things right in the center? That's the question. Why aren't the divisive pieces the pieces on the fringe, the pieces that we have to work through, knowing we have this huge commonality together? Well, maybe we don't have that commonality. Maybe we really are working for different ends. Maybe we really are. I don't know. What do you think? I do know that if we are engaging in lack thinking anger, and feelings of powerlessness every night, then that in fact is what we are creating. That is, in fact, what we are co-creating, participating in, upholding, shaking hands with, and saying, I agree with you. There is no other way of thinking and feeling right now. So look at you right now, right now. I know I am guilty of this too. I hold a burning sense of hopelessness in me, often. Ugh, there's nothing we can do about this. Ugh, why isn't this coming to an end yet? Ugh, how come this hasn't been? What's wrong with these politicians that they can't just stand up and do the right thing? Really? I mean, really, is this what we're living in? Ah, disgust, disempowerment. But you see, these feelings should be propelling me to do either one of two things. Not stay in the feelings day after day, night after night, news cycle after news cycle. If I go into these feelings news cycle, day after day, night after night, basically what I'm saying is, I'm not going to do anything about this. I am content in these feelings. Content in these feelings. Oof. So what are the two things I do instead? One, I recognize everything I do becomes part of what I'm standing for. Right? The disgust and powerlessness? No, everything I do today showcases who I am, where my feelings are, where my moral compass lies, and what I'm going to be not just voting for, but buying, doing, supporting, valuing, thinking about, talking about, sharing. Right? You know, on Facebook, for instance, I'm always asking, hey, you like flow dreaming? Share it. You like this podcast? Share it. Stand for it. Let it be something that's part of your world that expresses how you want other people to be exposed to. Share it. It's the biggest and best thing you can do right now to stand for something that you believe in. Share other things too, right? Not just photos of our pets. Share things you honestly love and believe in, and that you say everyone needs to see this, because maybe you will identify with it too. So that's the one thing that I do. I'm very conscious of where I'm putting my actions and everything else that I do every single second of every single day. The second thing that I do is I make sure to recognize if I'm contributing these feelings of lack and despair and powerlessness, then I am actively co-creating more of that. I can recognize what I don't like and do something about it. That's really what this is calling me to do. That's really what these feelings are urging me to do. Do something about it. Do something about it. Now, none of us are full-time politicians. Well, maybe one or two of you are. If you are, why don't you call in? I'd love to talk with you today. Most of us are just living our lives, right? And we elect other people to represent us. This is kind of how we do things. We either elect other people to represent us in politics and government and laws, or we, in essence, elect companies to represent us through the things that we purchase and who we give our money to and our time to. Right? Those are the two ways that we interact and support these parts of our world that come back and impact us second by second, day by day. So if you say, I feel disgusted and powerless, the only antidote to that is, well, let's get active. Let's write your congressperson. Let's vote. Right? Are you registered to vote right now? Really good question. Are you registered? When you moved, did you make sure to move your voter registration to match your new house? Are you registered? If it's too hard to go out and vote on the actual day, get a mail-in ballot. I've had a mail-in ballot for years. Super easy. It takes me like 15 minutes, 10, 5. The harder thing is knowing who to actually vote for and what measures are truly on my side. That takes a little bit of research. But you know what? Again, share. Use your friends. use your family. That's what we all do. We take pictures of our ballots and we text them around all of our family. They're like, what did you do here? What'd you do there? How come you did that one? Right? We share. Well, this is my thinking. I didn't research that one. What did you research for that one? Right? We share the burden because typically, you know, my friends and family kind of think and feel like I do. So I trust them. So I guess this is the moral of the story here. The doom and gloom that you feel. Yes, we may have a bit more of it going on right now, right? You may feel that the country is way out of whack and needs a real reset. Well, you know what? When things get way out of whack, they typically really reset. That's typically what happens. And this is probably going to happen. So all the sweat and fear and tears that you may have right now are kind of a moot point, knowing that the reset is coming. However, how are you going to be in the intervening months or perhaps years until it does? If you go into the lack, if you go into the anger and you sit in it and you stay in it, then you are participating in a climate that's ugly. This does not mean stick your head in the sand or, you know, be an ignorant, you know, not knowing anything. It means go with awareness, but know that every single day you are making a difference. You are changing things. You are in every way, in everything you do and think, you are changing things. You either put more lack into your life and into the world, or you put more hope and trust and faith into your life and into the world. And what you put out is what gets created. Okay, so I'm going to leave that thought in your little heads. We're going to go to a quick break right now. And when we get back, Cynthia, I see you. I'm going to bring you on the line. And then I think we're going to do a flow dream. And the flow dream we're going to do today, if you stay with me, is going to be about kind of soothing ourselves, right? Letting ourselves feel better, lifting ourselves, lifting our thoughts, getting to that good place in our being and in our energy and in our flow. So stay with me. We will be back right after this. In case you missed it, the number to call to talk to me live is the U.S. number 1-760-456-7277. Flow Dreaming airs live on Tuesdays, so check flowdreaming.com for my current live broadcast time. Again, reach me at 1-760-456-7277. Now, let's get back to the show. While we're on break, have you checked out Me School? In Me School, we travel together through a year, through everything that you are. You get to discover what drives you, how you're made, and how powerful you actually are. We play with intuition and flow dreaming and dozens of other techniques as you go through one of the most potent, powerful, and pleasurable personal development experiences you've ever seen. We continually co-create your future, and I ask you to bring big goals to the table, things that you want to become inside yourself. And you'll reach these using the tools that you've probably never been exposed to before in your life, but you will be here in Me School. So if you're curious, go to flowdreaming.com and click on Me School. Set up a call, and we'll help you see exactly what you can do with your life. And if you choose to come join me in Me School, then I look forward to spending the next year with you as we work together to create miracles. Thank you. Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. Let's jump right over to one of our callers and see what Cynthia has to say. Hey, Cynthia, is this you from me school?
Yes.
Well, hello, my dear. How are you? Oh, I'm hearing feedback.
Am I cutting in and out?
No, I can hear you.
Okay. All right. I have all of my money on summer. I want to tell you a story, Summer. My third year joining me school, my mom asked me, Cynthia, you're going to do me school this year? And I said, you know, Mom, if I had all the money in the world, absolutely yes. And that's why I'm in me school for my third year, is absolutely yes, without a doubt. My money's on summer.
You're wonderful. Thank you. Oh, that is so sweet. Thank you.
That is truth. That is a true statement. I said that to my...
I know I know you've gotten so much from me school and, you know, we support you, and I still owe you an email back. Actually, I just remembered that. Thank you. What else are you thinking about today?
You know, I'm just so thankful and grateful that me school has been here, because my mother has just passed not too long ago. But what I really, really, really helped me handle all the grieving that's going on, and do I want to deal with this? How am I going to handle this one? Am I going to take it 20 years out, or am I going to deal with it now? So thank you, Summer, for being here on time for me.
Oh, thank you, Cynthia. You're such a sweetheart. Oh, so do you have a question, or should I let you go? What do you think?
I just want to let you know that you're awesome.
I know.
My question is always going to be, I'm going to be on a podcast on your show. It's going to happen. We're
yes.
We're just going to figure out how to do that, okay?
Yes.
I know.
That's the email I owe you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do not have a doubt. It's just about creating me. It's about getting me out there.
Yep.
I know that.
Yep. Absolutely. All right, my dear. Well, thank you so much for your well wishes. I was just checking if there was a question, or otherwise I was going to let you go, but I didn't want to just take you off air if you're like, no, wait, I have a question.
Okay, well,
thank you.
I noticed like a lot of energetical pull in not just my relationship, but, you know, other relationships. It's either like, you know, they're just really in resistance of the change, or they're changing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. About three people like that, that's like, and I just go, just let it be.
Yeah. Well, a lot is changing right now across the board. I mean, the whole country is changing. World dynamics are changing. You know, there are these cross currents that are happening, I think, where more and more people are kind of emerging into a more conscious mindset. They're more conscious of the kind of food that they eat, more conscious of energy, of practices like yoga, for instance, have become common and mainstream. So you've got all of this happening on one end. And then on the other side, you know, we have, you know, some politics and some blowback and, you know, this kind of resistance that's also coming up and huge, extreme, you know, racism, all of that. So it's sort of like these two forces are both escalating, is what I see. And at a certain point, they will have to reconcile. I mean, they have to. They just have to. There's really not another option for our country, except for the reconciliation. So that's why I'm like, okay, you know, they say it takes a village, but it starts with the individual. So knowing that you are who you are and you are contributing what you're contributing, I think is the very first and number one way to get there. Okay, my dear. Thank you so much. That was such a sweet, sweet call. I so appreciate it.
You're welcome. Right.
Take care, my dear. Love you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Oh, that was so sweet of Cynthia. Yes, she is in her third year of Me School. And if you are curious, Me School is enrolling. In fact, the new fall class is starting to come in right now. So if you're curious, yeah, you can talk with me. I am jumping on the line with people throughout the week. I have some appointments open. And we just talk about Me School, talk about you, talk about your life, about where you're going, what you need. What kind of coaching, what kind of support, what kind of emotional kind of rearranging and reconditioning we can do. You learn about flow dreaming, but you learn about a whole lot more. You'll learn about all kinds of techniques for changing and rearranging yourself so that what happens outside you does then begin to reflect the changes you've made inside. So go check out Me School if you're curious. The other thing I wanted to refer you to in light of today's episode is I do have a flow dream at the Flow Dreaming Shop that's called World Peace, the World Peace Flow Dream. And I made it years ago, and I don't really talk about it too much, but I think I made it, when did I make it? It may have been, it was around the time where the Japanese tsunami, a nuclear reactor, melted down and people were needing relief. And it was just a very sad time. And the World Peace Flow Dream is a recognition that all the places in the world that are hurting receive what they need, right? Get the resources they need, get the opportunities they need, get the direction they need. That all of the places in the world, even if it's our own place, maybe our own country needs this as well. So when you use that World Peace Flow Dream, remember, you're not just creating it for all the other countries, but what you create is what you create. You become it too. So World Peace is also a kind of inner peace flow dream, because if you create peace, you create it everywhere, inside and out. So you might want to go check that one out. It's a really good compliment to this topic today. So getting back to the state of our crazy, crazy, crazy world, right? We all tend to have this idea that things were better in the past. You've heard of this before, right? Everything was better back then. Everything has gotten so much worse, and it was better back then. It's a prevailing Western, perhaps more than Western, way of thinking. It's a way that we kind of sugarcoat and glamorize things that already happened, because when things have already happened, we know how to categorize them. We can feel safe and comfortable about them because our minds or we perhaps have already experienced them. And anything you've already experienced, your mind feels safe and comfortable about, even if it was a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. Even if it was very scary, like a war or the Twin Towers or police shootings. But we look back and we say, well, I know it. It's better than what we've got now, because what we have now is unknown. We tend to fear the unknown. We tend to fear where things are going because we simply don't know where they're going. So what do? We apply a big old heap of lack thinking onto it. Where they're going is obviously bad. Where they're going is obviously into nuclear war. Where they're going is obviously into a more dysfunctional government. Where they're going is obviously, right? And in some cases, you know, of course, we have to make sure that that is not where we're going. Protect against that. But if we have this ongoing drum, this drumbeat of lack thinking, lack thing, it's just going to get worse. It's getting worse. It's just going to get worse. It's worse than it's ever been. We have to, at some point, some part of us acknowledge that our own thinking, our own emotions are perhaps a little more in a state of fear because they have been trending toward lack. And why do they trend toward lack? Because if we put enough lack thinking, if we put enough fear thinking in our lives, it causes us to act with more of a sense of safety. Safety, pulling back, hunching in, grinding down, getting ready. Winter is coming. And biologically, that's kind of what we often need, right? Biologically, we're wired to pull back and be safe and be cautious, survive. But this survival instinct, if you will, can be very much not just helpful, but with what we're all trying to do today, which is to elevate and kind of grow beyond, grow into community, grow into connectivity, grow into recognizing masculine and feminine and everything in between, growing into this kind of acceptance of one another and all of us, right? This means that that old lack safety thinking can't pull you back as hard or as much as it used to, right? Because it would be pulling you back into the past is the point. But the future is where we all want to go personally and inside of ourselves. We all want to go into the future because that's where our growth is. That's where the new is. That's where we add to ourselves, where we increase, where we become the next thing. It's funny because, like, you know, in personal growth, we talk so much about ascension and, you know, being ascended and breaking through and getting past all of our ego and et cetera, et cetera. All of that really, really is just saying, I commit to going into my future without any fear and full of embracing with love and acceptance. I mean, that's kind of another way of stating all of that. And you can add in things like, yeah, but it also means you have divine wisdom and you're super connected and you know, talk to the gods or whatever. Perhaps put in whatever other little pieces you want. But it means that you're no longer guided by this kind of safety reaction. You are beyond fear. And you live in a state of constant embrace, constant peace, constant growth. So start now, right? I don't know if any of us will ever get to that ascended state, at least in this particular life. But you can definitely start now with everything that you are feeling and thinking about the world today. So I've been playing back and forth in my head. Should I go into individual issues? Should I talk about Donald Trump? Should I talk about Russia? Should I talk about Korea? Should I talk about mass shootings? Should I talk about, there's a lot of things, climate change. Ugh, and if I didn't say one of, you know, the one that's the top of your list, forgive me. I have like several dozen on the top of my list. But I really think that, you know, zeroing in on just one or two of these is kind of irrelevant because it's not just the one or two issue or the particular issue. It's how we approach the issue. It's how we embrace the issue. It's whether we wake up feeling happiness and excitement and confidence that we are part of changing this, or if we wake up feeling tired and hopeless and in despair and I don't know if it'll ever change. Really, that is the number one thing. Because the difference between those two feeling states is what you can apply to any of the causes that you stand for, right? And I'm using that word again, that you stand for. Because what you stand for is really, really key. Really key. Okay, I would love us all now to get ready to go into a flow dream. And this flow dream is not just for the world. It's not just for politics and world peace and all that. This flow dream is to help pull your whole emotional, energetic self out of that state of despair, out of that state of it'll never work, out of the state of everything is wrong with this and it can't be fixed and I'm so angry about it, to pull you out of that. That broken record, if you will, and move you into the next state, whatever that may be for you. Maybe it's a state of action. Maybe it's a state of peace. Maybe it's a state of activism. We'll find out, all right? So go ahead and close your eyes. Close your eyes and take a nice deep breath. Relaxing. Remember, flow dreaming is not meditation. It's not self-hypnosis. Really, it's a state of active co-creation of being in flow, of being outside of time and space. It's where you daydream until you let go. And you get into this feeling of alignment, of flow. Forget where you are, you forget what's around you, and you're just right here, flowing, aligned. Take a deep breath again. And this time, as you exhale, your shoulders relax and drop. And you roll your neck. You relax your jaw. You wiggle your forehead, releasing the tension. Relaxed. 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 Relaxed, released, and letting go. Letting yourself flow. Letting yourself ride the gentle currents, as if you are letting yourself fall forward in slow motion, wearing a beautiful gown that streams behind you, or suit or tunic that billows and flows with you. Slow, graceful, moving forward, brought in through space and through time into the next place, the next moment, the next day of your life. You flow, you release, you relax. Where you go, all is well. Everything is aligned. It is divine direction. You don't worry about it. You don't think about what's next. It just is, and you're a part of it. Drawn forward into your life and your future, the destiny that you're busy co-creating. Feeling yourself sway forward and moving forward. And now here, you let your heart open, you let your mind open, your energy, everything, all of you opens, and you think about all of the worry and concern and fear that you've had about where we're going and what's happening and what's next. You think about all of the energy in you that's percolated up over the last few months or year that felt heavy, fearful, angry, or hopeless. And you recognize right now that feeling, those energies, they're calls to action. They are not meant to be dwelt in, to stay in. You're meant to hear them once and say, ah, I can change this. I am changing this. I know what I stand for, and you can feel what you stand for right now. You can feel that blazing and burning and coming up in your heart. You can feel exactly what you stand for. You feel what you stand for. What you stand for. Everything your heart enfolds, everything your future contains, everything you believe in, that you desire, that you want, that you trust, that you are. Those feelings, those things, you grow up in them, you blaze through them, beautiful, light, and bright, up, up, and out you go, up, up, up you go. So beautiful. Letting yourself shine like a burning sun, shining out. holding the feeling. In the middle of it all is love and peace, acceptance. Knowing everything is self-correcting. Feeling your own inner strength. Refusing to be drawn into negativity and helplessness. Refusing. That is not you. Holding that feeling now. Even as you come back and you find yourself returning from flow and opening your eyes. Back you are. All right. So I really hope you get kind of like the main idea of today. The main thinking, the main feeling is the hopelessness and despair and anger that you feel each day as you watch the news or you look at our earth and climate, you look what's going on in perhaps politics, whatever it may be, perhaps in your own hometown, their inability to be just. As you look at all of these things, as long as you're contributing hate and anger and upset and defeat, then you're becoming part of the problem. You're not resolving the problem. It takes a very strong and focused soul to stay in the path of resolving the problem. It's very easy to fall into the path of identifying the problem and worrying over the problem and being angry over the problem. That's the easy road. But you guys, I know you're all fighters, right? You are strong. You are strivers. You are change makers. You don't take the easy road. You choose the road where what you are is what you create. And you're creating peace. And you're creating optimism. And you're creating enthusiasm. You're creating hope. You're creating a feeling of, hey, everything is going to be perfectly right. And I'm part of that. I'm not just saying it's going to happen without me, right? That's la, 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 la land. But it's happening because of me. And because of you, and because of you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and everybody that you know, right? Throw a party where everybody who comes has to state one thing that's going outrageously and rampantly right in the world, right? The next dinner party you have, the next time you go out with friends, everybody has to say something that's going tremendously right in their own lives, right? What you think of the world is really just kind of a parallel of what you think of your own life. You know, if you have a ton of lack thinking in your life, you probably have a ton of lack thinking in the world. It's the lack thinking that's the problem. Lack thinking is only there to tell you what needs to change. That's it. Once you get that, you can completely live differently in every possible way. All right. So I know a lot of you are listening live right now, hanging on the line, waiting for the Dear Venus show to start soon. By the way, Dear Venus comes on right after my live show every Tuesday. Hers is at 2:00 Pacific time, 5:00 Eastern time. And Venus is my mom. Very, very dangerous having your mother on live radio talking about you. But nonetheless, stick around for her. She's pretty interesting, fascinating. And then after that comes the Empower Hour with Susan Dentino. We've got an excellent lineup, though, all week, including Flow Dreaming. I thank you so much for joining me today. And next week, I'll see you all again for another episode of Flow Dreaming. Hey everyone, thanks for listening today. One request before you go. Please rate this podcast. either in iTunes or TuneIn.com or wherever you listen to it. It'll only take you a minute to do, but your rating there is the number one way that other people discover this show. And the more ratings, the more people who will find and get turned on to Flow Dreaming. While you're there, you might also want to download my free Flow Dreaming podcast app. With this app, you can listen to the show anywhere you want on your mobile device, as well as search through listings of all of my episodes and bookmark your favorites. And if you want to listen to Flow Dreams, actual Flow Dreams on your phone, there's even another app. It's my Player app, and it will let you browse and sample Flow Dreams from the shop. There's even an oracle inside of that app to help you see and discover what you need to know most or what Flow Dream would be best for you in your life right now. You can find these apps on iTunes or in Google or your Amazon app store. And again, thank you so, so, so much for giving back. Love you. Bye-bye.